The 50s, the best thing about television in the 70s. That blast from the past is back. Happy days are here again.
Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days.
Tomorrow at 6 on Happy Days, the night before Christmas brings more than expected.
Hey, Daddy, why is this window painted white?
It's not.
The phone's there. Chachi! Chachi!
Oh, now, don't panic. Things could be a lot worse.
A blizzard threatens Christmas.
Somebody, hello! Come on, talk to me. I tell you, you're lucky you're a phone.
Don't ho-ho me.
Tomorrow at 6, can Santa bring Happy Days to TV 29?
What a wonderful Christmas. Thank you. Thank you. I really took care of you and Lori Beth, didn't I?
Oh, Al, you really did. But I want you to know there are a lot of men who would have run upstairs to see what was making that noise.
With no lights and no telephone and the Christmas lunatic on the loose.
But there are very few men who would sit up all night with a little sick bird in their lap.
Yes.
That's Al. We know it, Bob.
You know, maybe the phones are working. I should try to call my family.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I gotta get going. Spend time with my dad.
Yeah, my mom's waiting for me. See you later.
I'll get it, sweetheart. Hello. It's for you, Marion.
Oh, who would call now? I want the line to keep open so Richie can call. Hello. Oh, Richard!
Hey,
everybody wants to say something!
Oh. Merry Christmas!
Hold. A very happy new year, Red.
Yeah! Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle hums, ready to race to you. These days are ours, happy and free.
Happy days.
These days are ours, share them with me.
Goodbye, gray sky. Nothing can hold me when I hold you. You're so right, you can't be wrong. Rocking and rolling all week long.
Sitcom, all ye faithful, a Christmas podcast special, where for the third time I discuss 25 Christmas sitcom episodes. Please come and listen every day up through Christmas. I'm sure we'll feature Jeannie, the Tanners, and Nell Harper, Chandler Bing, Mr. Roper. It will be dynamite. We'll
definitely feature a character who says dynamite.
Goodbye, gray sky, hello blue. There's nothing can hold me when I hold you. It feels so right, it can't be wrong. Rocking and rolling all week long.
These days are ours. Merry Christmas, everybody, and welcome back to Sitcom, All Ye Faithful. We did it. We're here. It's day 25, and for the 25th and final day of 2023, we will be talking Christmas sitcoms 25 days in a row, 25 podcasts in a row, 25 Christmas sitcom episodes in a row. And I saved my favorite for last once again. Happy Days. If you know anything about me or have listened to this podcast in the past, you know that Happy Days is my overall favorite sitcom of all time. Is it the best sitcom of all time? No. Is it a perfect sitcom? No. Am I an expert in everything Happy Days? No. But no show makes me feel the way Happy Days makes me feel. For nostalgic reasons, for growing up watching it, for different times in my life watching it. No show has made me feel this way more than Happy Days. I'm not even sure if I watched Happy Days as like first run episodes. I'm sure I must have seen enough of them. But, you know, while it was on the air, it started a couple of years before I was even born, and it ended when I was 8 years old. So at that point, you know, Fonzie is a megastar. There were Fonzie lunchboxes. I don't think I had a Fonzie lunchbox. I'm almost positive I had a Mork lunchbox. But, you know, Fonzie was a superstar. And in that respect, this show was a cultural kind of, it had cultural meaning. Because even though it's a show set in the 50s, that didn't quite look like the 50s towards the end, or even the 60s, I feel like they went from the 50s right to the 70s. And, you know, but even though they had that, like that, you know, and it's, there's corny moments and corny moments, even if I don't speak with, you know, weird pronunciations and, you know, people talk about Fonzie jumping the shark and getting the beard and becoming a teacher. Yes, there's all that. But he was such, you don't even understand how much of a megastar, or maybe you do, but people around that time know that he was a huge, gigantic superstar. The character, you know, and the actor to some respect, but mostly the character. And I remember, I'm sure I watched some of the show on first run here and there, but I remember more seeing it on reruns, you know, growing up, watching it on TBS. Then I remember going to college, you know, and it falls off for a while. Then I end up in college in the mid-90s, and we did not have cable television until my senior year of college. And I don't even know if colleges have cable TV now. I feel like now they just offer Wi-Fi. But early on, first couple of years, if you wanted a TV, you brought in rabbit ears, an antenna. And that's how you, whatever stations you got, you got. So we'd get some of the football games sometimes. And we'd get some, I'd be able to watch some Red Sox games at the time. They weren't all on cable. But there were only so many stations that came in. And one of them that came in was a station that played a lot of reruns and syndicated shows. So I would remember coming back after class or sometimes after dinner. I would eat dinner oddly early in college, and I'd watch Happy Days reruns while I'm doing my homework. Yes, I did my homework in college. And I only had a Nintendo Entertainment System my first year. So I'd either be playing Nintendo or did I even bring my Nintendo the first semester? Of course, I must have. Yeah, I definitely did. But I'd usually go next door to Jay, his dorm next door. Jay, who was just on the on a couple days ago talking King of the Hill, as well as, you know, a little Different Strokes mixed in there. And we would play copious amounts of NBA Jam and Mortal Kombat 2, I believe, at the time. But when I watched TV, I watched Bringing It Back. I'd watch so many episodes of Happy Days. Fast forward a couple of years, and I am technically not graduated from college yet. I've done my classes. I've done my internship. Now I'm just mailing out, licking envelopes and mailing out resumes, cutting little things out of the newspaper, little advertisements. There was no, like, you know, it was very different back then. This is the late 90s now. This is 98, 99. And I would send resumes out on a daily basis, but also there were so many reruns on a daily basis of Happy Days and Laverne and Shirley, and I had them on all the time. So there's another moment in my life. Then fast forward again. Mid-2000s, my wife and I lived in Florida for a year. And while there, I got my first DVR. I was like, wow, I am in the future. I can pause live television and I can record shows. And I think at that time, either TV Land or Nick at Night were airing Happy Days every night, like 3 or 4 episodes. So my DVR just got loaded with Happy Days episodes. And there were moments where I didn't even finish it. I didn't even get through clear it out. So I'd be like, I want to watch this one, but I'll skip this one. I'll watch a couple every night. And then I just remember being down there and I was probably missing home, missing family, missing friends. And then I'm watching Happy Days, the final episode. And they show this montage of all the years with this music playing. And I remember crying, oh my God, I got to go home. And then Tom Bosley, Howard Cunningham, raises his glass and looks in the friggin' camera and says to Happy Days. And I was like, yes, he means Happy Days in your life, but he also means Happy Days, the show. And, oh, what a wonderful way to finish. What a perfect finish. And, Joni ended up marrying Scott Baio, which, you know, later on in life might not have been the best choice. But hey, we have kooks. We deal with them. It doesn't change the fact that I'm talking another Scott Baio episode this year. I'm talking another Marion Ross episode this year. Remember, Charles in Charge and the Drew Carey Show. So they've been highlighted both times. I don't think anyone else was featured in any other of these actors were featured in any other episodes this year, or maybe any other year, unless we're talking Happy Days. So I guess that's just a long way of saying that Happy Days has always been there in certain respects, in certain times in my life. And when I decided to do a special on the Geek Mentality podcast dedicated to sitcoms and Christmas sitcoms, I said, well, I got to do Happy Days. And then I made the decision that every sitcom, All You Faithful, I will start the season with a Brady Bunch and I will end the season with Happy Days. And that changed quickly when I realized there was only one actual Christmas episode of Brady Bunch. But there are more than one, and there's also is more than one episode of a Christmas episode for Happy Days. But I think next year might be the last one. I don't know. I'm pretty sure that there's only 4 Christmas episodes, even out of 11 years, which is crazy. I want there to be 11. The fact that there may only be 4, we know we'll be back doing this again next year. We know we'll be back talking on this day, this Christmas day. We will be talking Happy Days again. I guarantee it. But after that, who knows? Who knows? I wanted this show. I just wanted to do Christmas sitcoms. I had no intention of not repeating. But then last year I thought, well, let me see how many I can do without repeating. And I only did one Happy Days repeat. And then Chris came back to talk The Office again. So I thought, oh, that's kind of fun. We should try to do repeats again. But then with Eric, I already did a Taxi and Who's the Boss. So I said, well, let me try to get him, on a different show. Let me see what I want to do. And I ended up finding the terrible episode of Give Me a Break. So maybe next year, Eric and I will go back to the Sunshine Cab Company. And then when Jay was on, it was, let's do King of the Hill again. The first year we did Urkel. But then last year he suggested King of the Hill and this year he did it again. So that might be our thing. Maybe we'll just be watching King of the Hill Christmas episodes. And with Brandon, I just like, hey, I find a show that I think he liked and he would have watched a lot of growing up. And he says yes, and I demand he shows up on the show. And once I, get him, I meet his payment demands, he very graciously shows up. But all the other ones, I thought, well, let me see if I can do different ones as much as possible. And am I going to keep doing that? I mean, probably. But that doesn't mean that there maybe will be in the future more repeat Christmas shows, because there are some shows that have good multiple good Christmas episodes, and there are other shows that I watch that I haven't talked about that have episodes that are like the give me the break one. Give me a break. That, I feel like every time I want to have a bad example, I'm going to go back to that give me a break episode, which just wasn't that enjoyable. But you know what was enjoyable? This episode of Happy Days. Today, on Christmas Day, 2023, I'm here talking to you about Season 8, Episode 6, from December 16th, 1980, White Christmas. And you'd think to yourself, or I would think to myself, do I really want to do an episode of Happy Days without Richie? And it turns out, yeah, you know what? We did an episode of The Office without Michael Scott. I can do an episode of Happy Days without Richie Cunningham. And is he completely absent from this episode? No. Is Ron Howard absent from this episode? Yes. But Richie kind of is a major focal point in this episode. It is Christmas Eve in Milwaukee. And the Cunninghams, you know, they're getting ready. They're decorating for Christmas. And I think they're going to have people over for Christmas. But Marion's not quite into it. She just misses Richie. I mean, Joni's right there, but she doesn't give a crap about Joni. She misses Richie, her son Richie. She's just like, oh, woe is me. I miss my boy. He's off. I believe he's in the army now. I wonder if 1980, what Ron Howard was doing, was he getting ready to direct? When was Night Shift? That wasn't 1980. No, that was... Night Shift was 1982. Let me look it up real quick here. So he was already directing his first, like, directorial? His first thing he directed was Grand Theft Auto. I think that was a Roger Corman-produced movie. Then he did a couple TV movies in 1978. But in 1980, he was working on a TV movie called Skyward. Skyward. Did I say that right? Skyward, Skyward. An aging Betty Davis is a flight instructor. What? Betty Davis is a flight instructor at an old Texas airport when a young girl in a wheelchair finds the airport by watching gliders fly, and she decides she wants to learn how to fly. Interesting. This is starring Betty Davis, Howard Hessman from WKRP, and Marion Ross herself, Mrs. C. Interesting. What? How exciting. So at least we knew what he was doing, why he didn't want to come home for dinner for Christmas at the Cunningham house. But there was a phone call, and Marion was really excited, thought it was her son. Turns out it was the call from Cunningham Hardware. They needed him down at the store. Someone had to leave early, and they needed Howard down at the store. Even though it was really snowing very badly, he's like, yeah, I guess I can come down there. And Joni's like, hey, I'll go with you, Pop. I'll keep you company. And they're like, okay, Joni, why don't you come with me? At the same time, Laurie Beth shows up. Now, Richie's out of the picture, but they still care about their daughter-in-law, right? They're married at this point. I don't remember if there was a Richie-Laurie Beth wedding, but I'm assuming they're married at this point. I could be wrong. I could be very wrong. But she's there. She wanted to hang out with him for a little bit before she goes off to her family. So Howard and Joni head off to the Cunningham Hardware store, and we cut over to Arnold's. And if you remember, at this point in 1980, we have the new Arnold's. We have the Arnold's that's all wood paneling. The other Arnold's, it burnt down, so they moved to this newer version. I don't know. It looks very 70s to me. And Fonzie's there with Chachi, with Roger, and with Jenny Piccolo. And I don't know if Jenny Piccolo has been featured in previous episodes, but or Roger. I think they're new. I'm pretty sure Chachi was already part of the series in the previous Christmas episode. But Roger, Ted McKinley, you know, he is a star of many television shows. He kind of always shows up later in the show. But he is, you know, Married with Children, this, and other shows. I thought he was a photographer for some reason, but maybe I think he showed up on the Love Boat as a photographer now that I'm thinking about it. So in this, he was a coach. And the only reason I realized that is because they called him coach a lot. I think Potsy called him Coach, and Chachi called him Coach. I wonder if a lot of people call him Coach, except Mrs. C calls him Roger, because I just always thought of him as Roger. But they are doing what any, you know, group of, I want to say, teens to 30 or 40-year-olds, I don't know exactly the age range here, but they were working on wrapping toys for the orphanage. In fact, they had a giant box that said the Feister Orphanage right on the box, toy donation, and they're wrapping toys for this box while Potsy shows up. And now the weather's really bad. Potsy shows up out there, and he's all mad because his dad wants him to wear a rubber reindeer hat for some Christmas show or something. I don't quite remember. But he's like, you know what? I don't want to be with my dad. That's really annoying. And while that's going on, Al is like, all right, I'm heading over to the Cunningham store. Oh, Fonzie. I can't do it. Chachi. Maybe I can do that. Richie. He is going over to the Cunningham, so he has a box of stuff that he's bringing. I think it's gifts and a ukulele, and he leaves them to lock up and close for the night. And they got to work on toys, so they start unpacking toys. Meanwhile, we go over to the hardware store. Joni's there with her dad, and there's a side story going on. Joni wants to go to New York. She wants to go to New York for the summer. She wants to go bad, and her parents do not want her to go. So they're kind of fighting with each other about that. And Joni happens to spill paint on her. Watch out for those paint cans. And she spills paint on her. And she's like, oh, and that's the end of it over there. They cut back over to Al's, where they're kind of working on the toys. And Fonzie's on the phone. And I think someone's going to come pick up the toys, but they're saying they can't make it through the snow to pick up all the toys for these poor little orphans. So they're like, we're going to go out in the snow. We're going to deliver the toys. They head out of Al's. They come right back into Al's with snow and wind slashing into their face. So they're not going anywhere. Back over at the hardware store, Howard just cleans up some of the paint off of Joni. And they're about to leave. And they're like, why is the window painted white? He's like, it's not. He opens up. And the snow is, I want to say, 5 feet high. So they didn't notice. Were they cleaning up paint for so long in the back room? They didn't notice 5 feet of snow build up in front of the window, in front of the door. And they realize, oh shit, Joni, we're trapped. I think he said that. He goes, we're not going anywhere. And so we cut back over to the Cunningham house, and Mrs. C, Lori Beth, and Al are hanging out. So Al made it to the Cunninghams. No one else has been able to get out. Al must have a monster truck. And they're hanging out looking at pictures. I think pictures of Richie, because it's all about Richie, even though Richie's not there. It's another phone call. And she's like, oh, Richie. Oh, it's just you. Hello, Howard. And so that's when they find out, oh, my God, Howard won't be able to make it because they're trapped in the snow. And she's like, oh, I guess I won't have anybody here for Christmas. Meanwhile, Al and Lori Beth are right there. So she barely, you know, gives Joni the time of day. Now that she doesn't have Joni, she's like, oh, I'm not going to have anybody. Even though, you know, you get two people, you got your daughter-in-law or future daughter-in-law right there and good friend Al Dalvecchio. And you're not doing you don't seem to care at all that they're there. They're not even with their families. They chose you. And you're completely, dismissing that. So the show cuts to commercial at this point. And the reason I know this is because I found this episode. I didn't find it on some, you know, backwards streaming movie pirate channel. I couldn't find it streaming anywhere like legitimate streaming, service. I found it on the internet. I mean, Internet Archive over at archive.org. Someone posted this full episode complete with commercials. Now, this isn't the 1980 airing. That would be too amazing. I'm going to guess this is about the 2002 airing on TV Land. So you get the little corner art, you know, the little thing in the corner that says watermark. This is TV Land. So I know it's a rerun. And these commercials, one is the Best of James Taylor on CD that you can buy. One is like a financial thing. And at the end, they're like, I think they said it's the 12th annual winter. Oh, maybe I'm overthinking. Maybe it's 2012 that this is. It was something where it kind of timed it in the mid 2000s. So this isn't a million years old. I mean, this, you know, they're saying go to onlyhitmusic.com to get your James Taylor CD, the best of James Taylor. But it's still old enough where people, you know, commercials are selling CDs on television. But I think Time Life still does that. And I think you can still find, you know, that you can get the, you know, some of the greatest love songs ever in one collection. The only place you can get them, unless, of course, you want to pay $10 a month and stream and get a million songs, including all those love songs. So that after commercial, we come back and Howard and Joni are, I think they're making different calls, and then the phones die. So like, okay, now we're really in trouble. The phones are dead. But okay, at least I think at this moment they have electricity still. Then we cut over to, or maybe that's when they lose electricity. We cut over back to the Cunningham house. They lose power. They hear a bang upstairs, and the two women freak out, and so does Al. And he thinks it's the Christmas crazy, the Christmas bandit, the Christmas lunatic. I think he said he's from Kenosha, and he's like, he keeps being worried about the Christmas lunatic. You know, he's playing the ukulele for them. They don't seem to really be enjoying it. I don't even think it's tuned. And he's freaked out about the Christmas lunatic. But he's like, you know what? I'll go upstairs. Like, I'd call the cops. I guess the cops aren't coming. But he decides he'll go upstairs and check. And they're like, make noise. Make a lot of noise. And Al goes upstairs, and you hear banging and smashing and all these things. Then he comes downstairs. He's like, I tripped and fell. He got scared. It was a little baby bird. A baby bird came in and hit the wall. Then he tripped and freaked out and hit the wall. He comes down, and he starts nursing this baby bird. They're like, oh, thank God. Thank God he was there. So we cut back over to Joni and Howard. The power's out now. The phones are out. And they're hanging out by a lantern. And they come to find out that, you know, Howard doesn't want Joni to go to New York. Marion doesn't want Joni to go to New York. But then Howard admits, you know what? I went to New York when I was your age. And he says, you know, I lived like, I think he said sometimes he spent the night in doorways. He worked terrible jobs. He just, you know, went and tried to make ends meet. But he did get to see the Yankee, like an early Yankees game. I think he only saw Babe Ruth. Because she had a candy cane, a Baby Ruth, and he started talking about Babe Ruth and how he saw him there. She's like, you went to New York too? And he goes, oh yeah, I guess I did. And she goes, you had lots of fun. He goes, not really. And then he thought about it. He goes, you know what? Actually, yeah, there were some good memories there too. Just because he had to go through a lot of stuff while he was youthful. But in the end, he does say, you know, I will talk to your mother about New York. Back at Al's, Potsy is complaining about his dad, right? And he's talking to Roger, he's talking to Chachi, he's talking to Fonzie about all this. And Roger's like, you know what? Actually, my dad, you know, I had a pretty good time with my dad growing up. And Potsy's like, see, my dad does this and he does that. And he goes, well, did he go to a Christmas pageant for you? He goes, yeah. Well, yeah, I guess he did. And Fonzie talks about a dad who was never there. And Chachi talks about the fact that he's never known his dad. I think his dad passed away, like he didn't even have a dad. In the long run, Potsy realizes, you know what? I didn't really have it that bad, did I? And they're all hanging out by the thing. And you know what? This is crazy. We can't do this anymore. We're getting the heck out of here. I'm getting everyone out of here. So he gets dressed up and sent. He goes, why didn't I think of this before? He has a plan. Next thing you know, we cut back to the Cunninghams, and everybody's there. Everybody from Al's, and Joni, and Howard. Turns out Fonzie knows a girl who drives a snowplow. Of course he does. It makes all the sense in the world. He went by the Cunninghams. I don't know how he knew they were there. Maybe they called. Maybe they were talking to him when the phones went dead. I think maybe that's what was happening. I'm going to guess. Because they all ended up going back to the house and all were able to kind of save Christmas. And this was like, great. This is wonderful. We're all here to Christmas together. And Al picks up the ukulele, starts playing, and it zooms in on a gift under the tree that says Merry Christmas. At this point, it jumps to commercial again, and we get a Craftsman commercial for a magnet, like a tool that you could put. It's like a mat, but it's a magnetic mat. You can put tools on it, and you can stick it to the side of your car. All those things look really good, except I don't know how to fix a car or use tools, so not for me. Then there's a commercial for eHarmony. And so we're in the 2000s easily with eHarmony, and it talks about a guy who was dating one way for 30 years, then he got on eHarmony, 2 weeks later he's married. Boom. My wife and I met each other in the early 90s, so way before there was any sort of online dating, at least that we knew about, and we never had to delve into that world, so lucky us. We cut back to the Cunninghams, and they're hanging out, and they're having a nice talk, and then the phone rings, and Howard's like, "Oh, I'll get it, Marion. It's for you." Doesn't make a big deal about it. It's actually the clip you hear at the beginning of this episode, and she answers the phone, and it's freaking Richie. They all get on there. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Red. Everyone's happy. And it ends with a wreath on the front of the Cunningham door fading away. And that is the end of White Christmas. And that, my friends, is the end of Sitcom All Ye Faithful for 2023. Now, if you subscribed to this Geek Mentality podcast, or if you found this podcast because of Sitcom All Ye Faithful, please stay subscribed. There are other things that I do. It's not just December. In June, I do a movie month where I talk about 30 movies that I've never seen. I do 30 podcasts in 30 days. In March, I will be back talking Back to the Future. I do a thing called Marty McFly. I did Back to the Future 1, 2, and 3 for the past 3 years. Next year, there's no Back to the Future 4. There never will be. There never should be. But I will be talking the Back to the Future cartoon. Will it be every day in March? I don't know about that. I don't know if I have to do that. But that doesn't matter, because it will give me at least 26 days. If I'm correct, there are 26 episodes of this cartoon. So there will be at least 26 days in March that I'll be talking Marty McFly. And I could probably get the other 5 days figured out with something. So if you stick around there, or if you are, if you're listening to this on YouTube and you're subscribed to the Fans Not Experts YouTube channel, no fear. All these episodes, all these podcasts will show up. And I'm going to start backloading old movie months, old Marty McFlys. They're going to start showing up here on the YouTube channel if you're listening to this or on YouTube. So thank you so much. Thank you so much for finding it. Whether you found this in podcast form on Spotify, Apple, or other ones, other places, whether you found this on YouTube, thank you for listening, for commenting, for liking tweets, for liking blue sky posts or threads or Instagram posts. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And a special thank you to everyone who joined me this year. I'm talking Chris, Eric, Brandon, and Jay, the Geek Mentality. That's my Geek Mentality crew. They show up for many of my different specials. Not movie month. Movie month's mine and mine alone. But I say that, but maybe I did have Chris on one time. I don't remember. But they show up all the time, and they're always there. They're always willing to talk, and I appreciate that so, so much. And that's it. Lastly, I'd like to thank me for for being silly enough to come up with these podcast stunts or podcast projects that are just like, boom, let's work on it every single day. Let's do something every day. And this one's a little different. And Marty McFly 4 might be different. With Marty McFly, or with Movie Month, or with Jawgist, where I watched Jaws every day, that was kind of a challenge where I would watch one movie every day and podcast about that one movie every day for a month. Movie month was a thing where, can I watch a movie a day and podcast about a movie every single day? This was more like, I want to do 25 episodes in 25 days, but it doesn't have to be 25 days in a row. I don't have to record one on December 1st all the way up to December 25th. I mean, and I didn't even record them in order. You know, yeah, I'm going to let the cat out of the bag. So I recorded two with Chris in a row. I kind of laid those out, one on one day and one 2 days later. I recorded one with my cousin that I pushed like 3 days. I recorded one with my buddy Jay that I posted that night. The one with Eric I posted that night. Sometimes I did two in a day. And my original thought was I could do like some of these in June and July. And then when December comes, just run them. But it's never come to that. And I'm kind of glad it's never come to that, because this kind of gets me in the Christmas season too, the Christmas spirit. And it's like, I don't want to do this in August, June, July. I like doing it surrounding Christmas time. And to be perfectly honest with you, right now I'm doing this on Christmas Eve. This is Christmas Eve night. I have the Patriots on in the background. Somehow they're winning at the moment. And we my wife and I went out today. We went to my best friend's house for dinner with his family and hung out, you know, with the extended family. We're all friendly, everybody, you know, we've known each other forever. And he's the one friend we even joked. I go, I don't ask him on this podcast. He's not interested in this one, but he's on Fine Movies, Fine Spirits with me. So we did that for a while, and then we came back here. And I said, you know what? Now I'm gonna finally talk about Happy Days. And here we are. We're doing it. We've done it. And that's it. So thank you, everybody, for listening and subscribing. You can find me. Here we go. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Threads, and Mastodon.social at Geek Mentality. On Blue Sky, it's Mikey-C. On Facebook, it's Fans Not Experts. On YouTube, it's Fans Not Experts. And the website is fansnotexperts.com. That's it. We're done. Thank you to the guys who joined me this month. Thank you to everybody who's listened and subscribed and found me on YouTube. And until next time, everybody, Merry Christmas. And here is my theme song. This is my podcast. I made it. Geek Mentality is what I named it, and I think you should listen and subscribe, cause I'm kinda funny and awesome. I think that I'm okay, worth done. Your time, and I'm kinda handsome. My mom says, please listen and please subscribe, at least listen to this episode. Fast. Not experts.